Welcome in to the PFF NFL Daily tonight, reacting instantly, instant reactions to Monday Night Football, San Francisco 49ers 24, Los Angeles Rams 9. Honestly, the game didn't even feel that close, Sam. It was 17-9 into the fourth quarter, and the guy who makes a play every single week, Hufanga, for the San Francisco 49ers, pick six to put it away for the Niners. What are your instant thoughts on this one?
Yeah, another week where Hufanga makes an incredible play. And this is one of those plays where there's definitely a degree of blame on the offense, on Matthew Stafford, on, you know, you can't really put that ball in the air against that kind of look. And I think you saw some of that with Matthew Stafford going to the sideline, having a conversation with Sean McVay, and this kind of the post-mortem live on the sideline. But it doesn't really take away from the incredible play that Hufanga made on that. And he is becoming one of those guys who seems to keep finding ways to make those plays. We were sort of talking about how obviously he's going to remind a lot of people of Troy Polamalu because of the hair and the fact that he pops up all over the field and keeps making plays and all those kinds of things. And Polamalu did that for years. You know, it looked like everything he was doing was guesswork, but obviously it wasn't, because he was able to do it week after week after week for, you know, a decade plus. And it was obviously the benefit of tape study and understanding what you're looking at and all those things that people, that players do behind the scenes to get these reads that you don't see and you're not really privy to. Anytime you're dealing with a small sample size player, it's like, well, you know, he's probably just going on a run right now. He might not be that guy. But the longer this run goes, the more Hufanga might actually be one of those guys who's able to do that week after week.
Yeah, look, this 49ers defense, man, they're looking incredible. You got Talanoa Hufanga, who we keep mentioning here, making plays every week. You've got one of the better linebacker duos in the NFL right now with Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw. And then the pass rush tonight. Look, Matthew Stafford gets sacked 7 times for negative 54 yards, fumble in there. I mean, it's just, it felt relentless. Now, part of the story here is the Rams offensive line is in shambles. They're hurt. They're banged up, especially on the interior. I want to get to that in a second here. But the 49ers now, through 4 weeks, lowest EPA per play against in the NFL. It's not even close. You know, week one, we saw them against the Bears, right? It was in a rainstorm. We throw those games out, Sam, right? Especially when you're looking at defensive stats.
Did you throw the game out for the stats?
I didn't yet, but I can. I bet they're still first, because they were great against the Seahawks in week two with Geno Smith, who's still playing well. In week three against the Broncos, yes, they lost, but they only gave up 10 points defensively. And then this week, the 49ers defense. There were 49ers fans telling us before the season, hey, they're going to be a top five defense. They're going to be a top five defense. We may have even bet against it on the PFF NFL podcast. I don't remember, but the fans were right. The pass rush is relentless, and the back end, they're making a ton of plays. Emmanuel Mosley's been playing well. Treverius Ward has been a great pickup. They're playing well across the board here.
You throw out the rain game, they dropped a second, I'm afraid. So,
ooh, they're only second. Now, yeah. Maybe they're not nearly as good here. But I thought Ward has been a huge pickup for them. They have not had a press man corner like that in years. He's been playing really well. I think Niners are just, you know, pressing all the right buttons defensively.
Yeah, they look great in this game. And again, it's another one of those things where how much is them, how much of it is the Rams, and in particular that offensive line being in the state it's in. They were down to backups, and not just primary backups in some cases, but backups in all three interior spots. And obviously, I think what we're seeing is, and we've seen this before, the Rams offense in particular seems to be incredibly tightly correlated to how good the offensive line is. The Sean McVay system, since he's gotten there, when the offensive line's been good, that offense looks incredible. And when the offensive line has been bad, that it doesn't look the same offense at all. It doesn't function. It looks disjointed. It doesn't work the same way. And I think we're seeing that in Minnesota as well. Kevin O'Connell taking that offense to Minnesota. I think the Vikings offense looks completely different when they get pressure and when the offensive line is overmatched by the defensive front they're going up against. So that's kind of the outcome we've come to expect in games where they are in over their heads, and this was one of them.
No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every single day. You can also test your skills versus the house in 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. So sign up now with the promo code PFFDAILY at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app on the app stores to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. Remember, the promo code is PFFDAILY. Yeah, Sam, look, the Rams interior was a question coming into the season, and now they've all been hurt. Left tackle was a question coming into the season because you lost Andrew Whitworth, you replaced him with Joe Noteboom. So yeah, you're right. I mean, the last time we saw a bad offensive line from the Rams was 2019, right? 2019, that was when Goff had his worst season at the time. 2020, the O-line bounced back, but Goff didn't actually play well. And then last year, the line was really good for the Rams. So they've really had one bad season under McVay, but it was really bad. I mean, it had Jared Goff looking like, you know, Super Bowl quarterback the year before to no shot. And, through four games, we're definitely seeing elements of that for the Rams.
Yeah, Noteboom has been interesting at left tackle. Obviously, he's got incredibly big shoes to fill coming in for Andrew Whitworth. And he was annihilated in that opening night game against the Buffalo Bills. Von Miller in particular, like he had a bad game there, gave up 8 pressures, something like that. And then the last couple of weeks, he'd cut way down on that. It went from 8 to 3 to 1 or something like that. And then it was right back up in this game. So I think what you're seeing is, you know, we're dealing with a really small sample size with Noteboom before this year and then a really small sample size this year as well. But he might be settling into this range of that league average offensive tackle, those guys who do a pretty good job against a lot of pass rushers. But when they come up against a truly elite high-end edge rusher, they're just in over their heads and they just can't block guys like that. I'm thinking, you know, Riley Reiff had those games and, you know, those types of players where they're kind of, they're average capable starting tackles, but that means by definition that when they run up against a truly elite edge player, they are going to get beat.
So like every other team in the league, the Rams are 2-2, the 49ers are 2-2, the whole league's 2-2. And I don't know what we know through 4 weeks, except each team has their strengths, has their weaknesses. I don't want to focus too much on the Rams. Clearly they need to find other pass game options besides Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is awesome. He's fantastic. But if you're forcing the ball to him too much, Tyler Higbee, both of those guys in the short game, Allen Robinson hasn't been a big part of the offense. Rams have to figure that part out. As far as the 49ers go, they struggled offensively last week, much better this week, in part because you just get like a little 3rd-and-3 pass to Deebo Samuel, a little quick in. Before you know it, it's a 57-yard touchdown with dudes bouncing off of him. He is special. But this is the 49ers, right? When you get Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle into space, even Juszczyk coming out of the backfield, it's the playmakers again, and Garoppolo, for the most part, can get them the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo ends up with 239 passing yards, a touchdown, a passer rating of 100. 81.2% of those yards came after the catch. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo's job in this game was to just get the ball as fast as humanly possible to Deebo Samuel primarily, Brandon Ayuk, and just let them make things happen after the catch. And those guys are so good at that. I mean, we said from the moment they started assembling those receivers that the 49ers have gotten this group of yards after the catch monsters, and they're capable of making those incredible plays. Now, to Garoppolo's credit, he also had that great pass to George Kittle at the back of the end zone. Kittle couldn't get his second foot down. So it's not like Garoppolo was strictly a passenger here, but God, it makes your life so much easier as a quarterback if you can just, you know, fire out a quick pass to Deebo and then just sit back and watch what he does.
So, yeah, to me, Sam, big stories coming out of this. Rams offensive line, 49ers defense, legit at every single level this year. And then lastly, we won't really know if the Niners would have been better with Trey Lance, but I think we know what they are. And if the defense keeps playing like this in San Francisco, they're right up there in the mix again. The Tom Brady Bucks and the Aaron Rodgers Packers, we've all in Matthew Stafford's Rams, like we put them in the mix to start the season, but the 49ers, they're going to be there. And the Eagles, yeah, of course, they're 4-0. Like there's a few more contenders in the NFC. The Niners are, with the way this defense is playing, I think they'll be there in the end. Yeah, let us absolutely know. What are your instant reactions to Monday Night Football? Do you have one last thing to say, Sam?
No, just I agree. I think that we know that the 49ers are a contending caliber team, regardless of which quarterback they have. So I think if the defense is going to play as well as it looks like it's playing right now, they are absolutely in the mix with anybody in the NFC.
It's PFF, NFL Daily.